This is Bruce Marable from Employee Cycle, the HR analytics dashboard for small and medium companies. Since we already host an HR podcast, we thought the best way we could provide value is to share interviews about how HR and business leaders are trying to reduce stress and anxiety with their employees during this coronavirus public health crisis. Please listen to the following interviews, and we hope that it helps you and your company.
Thank you so much for sharing your insights around how HR leaders can help reduce stress and anxiety with their employees during this COVID-19 public health crisis. And so if I could just ask you some questions, we could start from there. So what is your name, title, and company?
Hi, I'm Beth Perkins. I am the Director of People and Culture at O3 World.
And what is your current headcount?
We are right around 46 employees right now.
In your industry?
We're a digital product development and design agency.
In your location?
We're in Philadelphia in the Fishtown neighborhood.
And do you have any existing remote employees?
We don't. We've always had a really strong come-to-work culture. So this has been a pretty dramatic shift for us.
Great. So what was your response plan and what about it is working?
Yeah. So, I mean, this response plan evolved very, very quickly over the course of last week, really. So last week on Tuesday, we sent an email to our staff saying, voluntary work from home, no questions asked. If you need to work from home, whether it's because you're just stressed out about your own safety or you're caring for kids whose school is closed, whatever the reason, you don't have to tell us what your reason is. Just tell us you need to work from home and you've got it. So that was last Tuesday. By Thursday morning, we were already talking about closing the office entirely. So things just changed so fast, and we were constantly on our toes evolving the response plan based on the most current information.
And what did not work in your response plan?
And I think there wasn't anything, at least so far, knock on wood, there hasn't been anything that just blatantly did not work. I think some of the things that we had to take into account, especially with last week's voluntary remote policy, something that other HR leaders that I had been in conversation with on a like hourly basis about all of this stuff raised a really valid point, which is that if it's voluntary, people who need it might not feel comfortable taking it. They might be concerned about how will I be perceived if I'm the only one on my team saying I need to work from home and I'm not sick. And we just wanted to remove all of that. So I think that the only thing, if I could go back and make adjustments, is I might have actually moved to fully mandatory remote a few days sooner than we actually ended up doing it.
What surprised you during this crisis?
Honestly, how supportive everyone on the team has been and how able everyone's been to keep high spirits and identify coworkers who might be struggling and find ways to support them, whether it's just through a random video chat to talk about life and not about work. And so I think it wasn't entirely surprising. We have a really great staff, but it's been a really pleasant thing to see in the midst of all of this kind of chaos and uncertainty to watch our team really band together and support us.
And how are most of your employees responding?
I mean, we're all taking it one day at a time. We have a lot of parents on our team. And so we're all getting used to this new way of working, which means a lot of asynchronous communications. You know, we're really used to being all in it together between the hours of like 9 and 5. And that's just not the case anymore. I was talking to one of the owners this morning and he said he got up at 4:45 this morning so he could have 3 hours of uninterrupted work focus time before he had to start kind of getting the kids ready for their day and planning out homeschool stuff. So everyone is just doing what they need to do to figure out a way to keep things moving. And I think that's been a big period of adjustment for us, is just getting used to the fact that people might not respond to your Slack right away because they might be off doing something else for the next 2 hours. So you've got to know that they'll log back in later. Things are going to keep getting done, but it might not be at quite the pace and cadence that you're used to.
What's your next step?
Next step, I mean, we're continuing to just evaluate things day by day, and we're trying to be really mindful about creating opportunities for human connection, right? Like getting the work done is important. And that was kind of our first focus of how do we keep the wheels turning for the business? But now that we're a couple days into this fully remote thing, we've seen that, yeah, we can do this. We're getting the hang of it. I think now it's really about keeping people connected, keeping people's spirits high, letting people kind of focus on their own mental health, knowing that that might present new challenges right now. So we're really prioritizing daily stand-ups for all project teams and for the leadership team, that like we are all getting together on a daily basis just to check in, talk about how things are evolving. We have a cameras on mandatory policy. So we're seeing each other's faces a lot more and not just doing phone calls. Yesterday, we set up a virtual happy hour at the end of the day. We just created a Zoom room and invited everybody to kind of cut out of work a little early around 4 o'clock, grab a beer, a glass of wine from their kitchen, and come hang out in a Zoom room with the rest of their coworkers. And we had about half of our staff log in. We had about 20 people in the Zoom room. It was really fun to see everybody's homes and like the different wallpaper and what they chose to drink and just kind of let loose outside of the day-to-day of work. So we're already planning more events like that, like virtual coffee breaks, more happy hours. Yeah. So we're just trying to get creative with ways to keep people happy and engaged with each other during this period of isolation.
And if there's one tip you can give your fellow HR and people leaders to help their employees during this crisis, what would it be?
I think the most important thing is that leaders really need to lead by example. I was talking to one of the guys on our leadership team yesterday, and he was apologizing to me because his daughter came and sat on his lap during our meeting. He was like, "Oh my God, I'm so, so sorry. Like, oh, you have to go." I was like, "No. She's in the house all day long, right? Like I get that the old way of working was that, no, keep your kids out of the room while you're doing business meetings. But if it's an internal meeting and there's no clients involved and your kid wants to come and sit on your lap, you should embrace that. Because if your team sees you adapting in that way and just saying, you know what, my kid's a part of my life and my whole life is happening in this house right now, so she's going to be on my lap during this meeting, it encourages other people to normalize the fact that like, this is very not normal, but right now we're working toward a new normal. And that means that your kids might be on your lap during a meeting, or you might need to take a 2-hour break in the middle of the day to help a math lesson happen or whatever it is. And I think leaders really can do a lot to be vocal about the changes that they're making in this new normal to encourage their team to take the same liberties that they might not feel comfortable taking otherwise.
Beth, thanks so much for taking time as you're trying to cope and help all your employees cope through this, to help other HR and people leaders around the world figure out how they can do a better job and how they can feel a sense of community with this. So we hope you, your family, and all your employees are okay during this. Thank you so much and take care.
Yeah, absolutely. You too, Bruce.
If this interview helped you, please send to all the HR and business leaders in your network, since we're all looking for some reassurance, some guidance, and a sense of community. Stay tuned for more episodes by subscribing to the Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcast episodes. Or you could also check in at employeecycle.com/podcast to get more interviews like this. Please stay safe and stay healthy. Talk to you soon.